There is no mine near Haynes yet, but if Constantine Metal Resources develops one, they expect to offer over 250 full-time jobs. Local doctors said that an influx of workers could burden the health system. They cited a locally commissioned report that says mining-dependent small communities risk higher rates of alcoholism, drug use, depression, and violent crime.
To me, their statement is totally wrong.
Jerry Lapp said he isn't trying to censor anybody, but he wants a second opinion.
So that report is totally reflecting the opposite of what I have seen living here for 40-some years. And the best times that Haynes had was when people were here working, spending money.
He says their professional opinion is offensive to the mining community. He doesn't want to see that impact healthcare.
Okay, if I work for a mining company, am I going to be treated different in there if they're thinking this way?
Doctors say that's not the case at all.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, that's almost insulting.
Dr. Greg Higgins is one of the four doctors in Haynes. He says this isn't about singling out an industry. It's about community health.
It's potentially a public health issue. And I've seen it in any type of boom economy where there's an influx of a tremendous amount of people looking to get wealthy. I mean, you see these in other industries, and it has to do with just the boom aspect of it. It's not restricted to just mining.
And he wants to make clear that he and his colleagues aren't speaking on behalf of Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, their employer. Search is the only medical clinic in the borough. It has not taken a stance on the potential mine, like the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation did when it opposed the Donlin Gold Mine. But it did apologize on behalf of the doctors.
It's bringing up emotions in regards to healthcare, and we certainly do apologize for that.
Search Representative Megan Bozak said the health group supports community engagement on the part of their employees. Bozak says there are more constructive ways to do it, but didn't name any examples.
I think we would leave that to our employees.
Constantine's Vice President Liz Cornejo says the study lacks data from Alaska mines, but she wants to take a step back.
Certainly there are aspects of the report that I feel are flawed and offensive to the industry, but also I think the intentions behind commissioning the report were good and constructive in wanting to engage on the topic.
She and the physicians agree on at least one thing. They would both like to see more community discussion. Reporting in Haynes for Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Claire Strimple.